Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
If you have a wound that won't heal, there's help for you. It's called hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Let's go in depth with Debbie Mock with the Pella Regional Health Center. Debbie, what's hyperbaric oxygen therapy for wound healing? I mean, I get sort of a picture where healing wounds using oxygen. Is that the basics? And pressure.
Right. Hyper means more. Baric is pressure. So there's more pressure in the tool that we're using. And I describe it as about a 7 foot long cylinder, and it's acrylic, so you can see out, I'd say, 3/4 of the way around. It's about 33 inches in diameter. There's a cart that slides in. The door is shut and sealed. And while you're in there, you receive this increased pressure with a 100% oxygen. Right now we're breathing about 21, so that increase in oxygen, increase in pressure, has a huge dramatic effect on wound healing.
So it makes us heal faster.
Makes you heal faster. And the studies have been done that even after you've been out of the chamber, it continues to heal you for 4 to 8 hours. It's still working at the same amount. And then once you're done with therapy, therapy is anywhere between 30 and 60 treatments. It can keep going out 2 to 4 years after that.
Who are the patients you see the most?
The patients we're seeing the most, we don't do acute patients. We do chronic patients, patients that have a wound that has not healed in the last 30 days. They've seen us, and we've done all the conventional wound therapy, different antibiotics, different wicking mechanisms as far as dressings. We have all kinds of wonderful dressings that have silver in there, which is antibiotic. So we've done all these things. The wound is still not healing. So what is happening is there's just not enough blood flow around the wound bed. So no matter what they do at the wound care side, it will not heal because we have to increase the blood flow. So that's the magic of the chamber, is it actually will regrow those blood vessels around that wound bed so that it can start filling in with the healthy collagen and the healthy skin and build up a new wound bed from the bottom up.
Okay, so the oxygen forces the capillaries to grow, or is...
Yeah, it's called angiogenesis. The oxygen, at that increased oxygen at that pressure, is like the food that it needs to regrow. It can't do anything with your nerve endings. A lot of our patients have what's called neuropathy, and that's another problem with diabetes, is you lose a lot of feeling in your feet, in your hands. We can't improve that, unfortunately, but we can heal their wound so they can get back to a much normal lifestyle.
Well, we all see people, mostly older people, you know, in the grocery store or something, in their shorts, and because it's more comfortable with active wounds.
Right, right.
I mean, we see them.
Right. And I am much more conscientious of that since I started working in wound care. There is over 6.7 million people in the United States right now with an active wound that needs to have attention. A lot of people think, that's just the way it is. They doctor it with whatever they can get. Unfortunately, there is not good medical over-the-counter remedies for those wounds. You really need to come into a wound care center. We have a closet full of magic, I would say, that, and right now our wound healing rate is 100%.
Wow, and this has just been here for how long?
Middle of April,
yeah. And you said you've done how many patients?
I've done over 100 patients in the hyperbaric chamber.
Okay, so if you've got a wound...
Not patients, 100 treatments.
100 treatments,
right.
Okay. And so if you've got a wound that is open because of diabetes, and the problem is you just aren't getting enough oxygen to that wound.
And there's no blood flow. There's no blood flow to heal it. You have to have blood flow to heal the wound, to rebuild. The blood carries all the nutrients to heal your skin. When you get a scratch, you don't realize that that's how it heals. It's not just the skin that comes back together. You have to have the blood flow underneath to rebuild and bring all the nutrients, the oxygen, and take away the waste to heal that wound. People think a scab is, oh, my wound is healing. But here, we usually debride off a scab. A wound has to heal from the bottom up to be healthy.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about hyperbaric oxygen therapy with Debbie Mock with the Pella Regional Health Center. And so how does the body know to build that capillary out?
That's the beauty of the way that we're designed. You know, there are so many double checks, you know, in your mm-hmm. system. I don't know if you know much about cardiac system, but, you know, if there's lots of the AV node and the SA node, that so if your heart is beating and it doesn't trigger right, there's a backup, and there's a backup to the backup. So the body knows instinctively, you know, how God made us, how to heal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So any other kinds of wounds?
Do burns. And another one that is, I think people probably suffer a lot with and just think that's it, is after they've had radiation, and it can be years ago, it can be for any kind of cancer, whether it's prostate or breast, what happens is that radiation basically kills the skin. It kills the blood flow in that area, and they may not notice. Maybe it's just like a discolored, and then slowly the skin becomes dry, and then slowly they'll get a little wound and it'll heal, and it'll open and it'll heal and it'll open, and they'll just doctor it for years and years. If we put them in the HBO, we're going to regenerate those blood vessels to that wound bed that was damaged by the radiation and heal that wound so that it doesn't come back.
So how do I know if it's just something I have to live with or if it's something that you
can
heal?
Come see us. Okay. You need no referral from anybody else. You can call and come see us. What we're going to say is, are you a diabetic? If you are, we'll see you right away. If you're not, we would like you to see your regular doctor first and then come over to see us, because a lot of people think, you know, they do have superficial ulcers, and that's really something that, you know, just really the top layer of the skin, maybe like from a skin tear, that can be taken care of with their regular doctor. But if you're a diabetic, we'll see you as soon as we can. Usually we get new patients in within a day or two after they call.
Could it work with small cancers or anything like that?
You cannot have an active cancer while you're in there. It has to be, you have to be healed of the cancer before you can, because it's just one of the contraindications. You can't go in there with an active cancer. Mm-hmm. But obviously radiation is one of the tools they use to kill the cancer. And a lot of people will have radiation, and even though it's just one little spot, for example, this gal had cancer in her inner ear, and they went in and they did surgery and then they did radiation, and she did fine for several years, and then she started having, she couldn't hear, anything she ate, the food burned in her mouth. And she was having really chronic pain, and she thought, and it really was crippling her lifestyle. I don't know how she ended up it didn't happen here, but she ended up going through HBO, and it healed her. Now she's back to a normal lifestyle. We had another example is a patient had a gunshot wound that was 20-some years old in his leg that he'd been doctoring that never healed. It would open and close, because it was healing from the top down. So they put him in HBO, and it healed after 20 years. Because it's never too late for your body, with the increased pressure, the increased oxygen, to regenerate those blood vessels.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good science is indistinguishable from magic.
Yeah, it's like Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about hyperbaric oxygen therapy with Debbie Mock with the Pella Regional Health Center. When you're at the grocery store or wherever and you see people with those sores on their legs, do you ever say, hey, I can help you?
No, but I should, yeah. Although the people I've seen so far are actually our patients, and so I just visit with them. So I haven't, yeah.
Boy, you're almost making me want to go tell them.
Yeah.
Guess we
well,
are.
Well, and our director here, she spends at least one whole day a week going out in a large radius educating any group that will listen to her, any doctor office that will listen to her, spreading the good news, because it's really a super analogy to life. These people come in with a visible wound, but their wound is usually from a lifestyle choice or things that happened. And now we get to help heal that wound. And not only do we help heal it medically, but they come in any people from 1 to 3 times a week for several weeks. We form a relationship with them. They're like family to us. And a lot of them say, oh, I'm going to really miss coming to see you guys once we heal them out. And so we hope that it's not only our medicine that touches them, but our empathy for them and our just getting to know them. And that's a huge part of healing, is healing the whole person. And I think we do a good job of that here.
And so how long, let's say I have a open wound, I'm diabetic.
Yep.
I've got an open wound the size of a quarter. How long are you going to see me?
Well, it depends how deep it is.
It's an eighth of an inch deep.
Okay. You'd probably be coming for maybe 6 weeks. But what's really cool is once that depth gets less and less, we can put TheraSkin on it, which is real skin from a donor. And so it's very, very like onion skin. It's real thin. And so every time you'd come in once a week, we'd put that skin on. And this is a whole different topic, but there's many different types of skin products. We just happen to use that one. And I'm not advocating them at all, but the products, they know what you need to heal, and then they pull out what you don't need. So it's like, I'm not sure I even really understand that, but it's a neat part of the healing too.
Wow.
But as far as hyperbaric, you're committing to Monday through Friday, 2 to 2.5 hours that you're here, 30 to 60 treatments for healing.
So if I come here for a couple of months, it's better than having the wound for as long as I live.
Yeah, and a lot of people are looking at amputation of a limb. We healed out someone recently that could have easily had both his feet amputated, and we healed him out.
Wow.
Yeah, he still has neuropathy, but he can actually go back to work with what he does, because he's not on his feet a lot. But yeah, that's our goal, is to heal him out. So.
Wow, that's magical.
Yeah, and these wounds were, they were impressive, so.
Okay.
Yeah. But alongside hyperbaric medicine, they're still visiting the wound care side, and getting the magic over there with the special dressings and everything every week too.
Do all the doctors know this? Do they, all the doctors who are treating people for diabetes and stuff know this?
Around this area, I believe they do. They're well acquainted with it now because we've been doing so much education for them. But like I say, you don't need to go to your doctor. You can come and give us a call. So 628-6615.
Okay, so just call and insurances cover it? Any other sorts?
Yep, any Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance. We don't have any problem with wound care coverage. For hyperbaric treatments, they have to qualify. Their wound has to be a significant wound, like a depth or a, like what we call osteo, which means it's the wound is down to the bone, and then the bone is starting to get infected. So that's really a bad wound. Where you have the necrosis from the radiation, we don't have. We just have to have the documents from the previous doctors that diagnosed this and get insurance approval. And then we can put them in the next week. So, but the, if you come in with a diabetic ulcer, we need to see you for 30 days. If we can't heal you in 30 days, then we can bring you over to hyperbarics. But there's other ones. There's burns. An interesting one is sudden idiopathic hearing loss, where you're just sitting here one day and you lose your hearing. And it's in the inner ear, and it's idiopathic means they don't know why it happens, but they lose their hearing. And so they put you in hyperbarics, and of course it regrows those blood vessels, and then their hearing comes back. But that's a time sensitive one. If that happens to you, you need to get to the doctor, and then we don't wait the 30 days. We get insurance approval and we put you in. Other places that do more acute care would be like a decompression sickness, which you're not really going to see around here. That's more of a thing where you're doing diving, deep diving. Carbon monoxide poisoning and smoke inhalation is acute problem. So they have hyperbaric chambers up in Des Moines, so they would do the same thing for you up there. There's actually several in around the state of Iowa. So Boone has some, Cedar Rapids has some, Marshalltown has chambers, so.
What was the guy's reaction when you said that you could save his feet?
He was very pessimistic. Yeah, very pessimistic, because he just figured this was it. This was what it was going to do, and he had no hope, really, really no hope. He's still in so newly healed out that he's afraid to believe that he's really healed. So
you must feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, and just, you know, I get to encourage them when here and ask them about, you know, we get to know each other and give them education or any, you know, you get to know them, you know.
So healing your friends.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Thanks to Debbie Mock for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.